I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
Why'd you do that? I picked this one.
Remote.
Should I do it? I'm trying it without.
This is.
You're trying it without the remote?
Yep.
Well,
is life.
I was going to climax then.
Right, should we start?
Yep.
We're already begun, mate. This is it. It's the pod. It's
episode
on.
Episode 140.
Are we going to take a break? No, we're going to take a break. We're going to keep going 1 week. Is there enough stuff to talk about?
Of course there is. There's always enough stuff to talk about.
Yeah, because you've just signed a player. That's why you're so excited.
Well, club signs play all the time, don't they?
Yeah, but you've only signed one player this season.
Two.
Oh, yeah.
If Johnson is done. But there were two players that needed. Wanyama came. That was really needed. A central midfielder can step in for Dier or Dembele. And then Johnson could step in for Kane. Decent signing, 17 million.
Will you be able to play him at the same time as Kane?
Yeah, if he switches to a 4-4-2 during games, which he's done a couple of times, not that often. And he has also, in the first season he came, he played Kane sometimes dropping with Soldado. So he can probably do that as well. Because Kane can play number 10. He
so
drops.
He's a Soldado replacement.
To be honest, yes. Yeah. To look at it how... It's a year delayed Soldado replacement, I would say. Because when Soldado was, he was the top striker.
Would you have won the league or got second if you'd bought earlier?
Nah. Maybe Wanyama, yeah. Maybe
How's
Wanyama.
Lloris feeling? Two disappointments.
Well, I talked to Hugo yesterday.
Yeah.
I think, of course he's disappointed. I think he's also extra disappointed, which you never see in the media. Goal for goalkeepers, I think they get disappointed if they have a final game. They don't make any... The goal they scored is not their mistake, you know, per se.
But slow getting down there.
Slow getting down, but it was a very, very, very...
Great goal.
Great goal. Yeah. I mean, it went so quick, so surprising, and the bend was just great.
It literally came from nowhere.
I actually thought that he made a mistake first. I was like, didn't he make a mistake? And then I saw a replay, I was like, nah. I mean, he had to make one hell of a save there. And maybe where you can see there, a really tall goalkeeper on 2-2-0-4, maybe he would have taken it. But
no, I wouldn't blame him for that. No. The goal just seemed to come from...
No, that's what I'm saying.
And I really thought we were going into extra time. I thought it's penalties. They seem to both just go, let's go to penalties.
Well, Portugal definitely seemed to be playing for penalties.
But he did bring Adair on, and he did bring on two attacking midfielders. Yeah. You know, one was forced because of Mothman.
I think he did a great job. The manager kept the game exactly where he wanted to keep it. By bringing on Quaresma instead of Ronaldo, he kind of switched it a little bit to having just Nani up front. So they were more defensively compact the entire game. And they did this the whole tournament. It was just Hungary that they conceded a lot of goals. But scored a lot as well. So I don't think there's a doubt about that they were lucky or anything. They played the game well.
I thought it was a dull match because both teams kind of... If we were now going down to see Sweden win the tournament because of this, we'd love it. If England had won the tournament, you know.
Of course. I mean...
It didn't matter, did it?
No, in like a... It's funny. It's not like 2 years' time. We're talking literally a week after things happen or a couple of days after... You don't care how they won. They're the champions. people can start talking about that it was boring, defensive, they only won one game in original. Who cares? Yeah. I mean, it's just haters. I mean, Greece won 2004. Country. Nobody discusses that Greece
with
played
one shot on target.
Yeah, kind of. One shot on target in the tournament, I think. So, and for Lloris, I think he's disappointed as well that this day France didn't win because they never got going. And it's not only thing he can do as a captain is spur them on, but he can't tell Gignac to score that goal.
Was the pressure too much then?
I think when Ronaldo got off as well, I think a bit of complacency.
Yeah.
Together with pressure.
I think they got complacent. I just it was one of those where when Ronaldo went off, I thought it was a bit like when you get these top teams and they're really favoured to win. They just couldn't break them down.
No.
You know, and Portugal was so set up so well.
It affected the fans. The Portuguese fans outsang the French. I mean, all
it
you could
pop
hear...
Idol, mate.
No, but you could, but it does affect it. No, but it's supposed to be a home.
They outsang them in Lisbon.
They did. All you
so
could
what
hear
were you
from,
listening?
At Parc des Princes.
Do you watch the
Paris.
Games?
Yeah.
They did not outsang
them.
But
you could hear the Portuguese fans much more.
What song were they singing?
They were just singing like, come on, Portugal.
Every interview after the game, the French player said, oh, the audience was great. They were supportive. And the Portuguese,
they always say that.
And the Portuguese player said that.
It's probably just because I'm tuned into Portuguese.
So you're actually sitting here and saying that Portuguese fans were heard more during the final than the French fans?
I thought so.
Wow!
Given that,
were you doing? Are you watching the game or are you listening to the fans?
You're like a love child.
I was doing both.
You're like a love child of Farage and Boris Johnson. You know, completely deluded and fucking liar.
Leave!
You Brendan. Fucking liar.
I'm Brendan.
What? You were at Vinny's watching the game?
Yes.
You mowed Vinny's farm?
Yes.
Brilliant.
Yeah.
Why does he have such a big lawn? Is he? Like...
He lives out in the country.
Because they're in the bloody industry, aren't they? They're making money off poor people.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So it's a huge garden and banked as well, so it wasn't easy. But I did a good job.
1.5 hour? I thought that was a bit low.
What?
I thought at least a couple of hours.
Yeah. I didn't really look at the time.
He was waiting. He was listening for the Portuguese singing.
I mean, basically...
And my dog fell in the pool as well. We took our little...
Fell? Didn't he jump into a pool straight away?
No, he fell. We didn't mean to go in. He was stood on the side and his back leg fell in. And he just...
It's funny that dogs always pick owners that are similar.
Yeah, I know he is. He is a seizure dog.
What? No, so he didn't run in.
No. He actually slipped in.
In a pool?
In a pool.
He had clothes on and everything?
Yeah.
Was he blind?
He had his phone in his pocket.
Did he get
ruined.
Is he...
He's a bit...
Blind.
Yeah, slow.
He's a bit... You?
Yeah, he's my dog. Yeah. I like him.
Of course you like him.
Yeah.
First time you had a pair.
Yeah.
So you watched the game, you listened to the singing. Great. Yeah. I thought Pogba had a poor game.
Well,
he's had an underwhelming tournament. I actually thought he'd picked up his form when it came to the knockout stage.
But we're talking about a player that is supposedly the third best player in the world.
Yeah, 100 million.
And in his position, there's no one... apparently, accordingly to everybody who talks about him, there's no midfielder like Pogba in the world. He didn't show that during the tournament.
No.
Griezmann was...
Was that because of the way he was used? I mean, he seemed to be further back than he should have been.
He played deep, didn't he?
Yeah.
And he's better at playing...
But he started the tournament not playing deep.
But so did Griezmann, like, came too deep, I thought, to get the ball. He was playing it off the back four at one stage.
You do get that. If you don't pressure a team...
Zlatan was doing it for Sweden, just to get the ball. These stars need the ball.
But that's the thing. If you play a way where you not completely have the game in your pocket, then the number 10 role, as Griezmann had, they will just fall deeper and deeper because he wants to get involved. You want him in the box. You want him, as you say, as shadow striker. You want him to push into the box. But then you need the midfield to keep the ball. And they didn't really, because he never got that space in going behind. So he was coming deep all the time. And it's difficult. It's difficult for him. He's not that player. He's not a false nine or a deep lying striker. If he's going to play number 10, he has to push into the box. Which he's done all the other games except for the Port. They hadn't played a team
like Portugal.
What about Deschamps' substitutions? Think they came a bit too late? I thought Martial was a late substitution.
Martial was late. He brought off Payet early, though.
Yeah.
He did.
Then, and Koeman had played really well.
Yeah, Koeman came in and made a difference. To
Payet has really kind of faltered a bit for me. I think he's trying to do a bit too much.
He got he injured Ronaldo. Maybe that affected him. I don't know. I mean,
was that a deliberate? Was it a foul?
It was a fall, but it was definitely not a deliberate injury. I mean,
Ronaldo's mum came out
the other challenge,
day.
That.
Yeah, it's a standard challenge. It should have been a free kick, though, because he wasn't near the ball.
When the free kick occurred, you could really hear the Portuguese fans react, couldn't you?
But it wasn't a yellow card. It wasn't a red card. It was
That's
just,
all I could hear.
Yeah, all you heard. That's probably, did you see the game? So
the dog was drowning in the pool.
Yeah, I had to go and rescue him again.
And then the game
How
was
did
over.
You get him out? With a net or something? Or?
We just lifted him out. He was right by the side.
So you're swimming.
They're supposed
Why
to.
Why didn't you let him
swim?
Fucking
swim? Could he
swim? Why didn't you let him swim?
It wasn't, I wasn't right next to him. Rachel lifted
did
him
Did he panic?
She, Rachel did. Rachel...
Did the dog panic?
The dog did not like it. He was not happy.
Well, he's an idiot. He fell into
What
it.
Were you doing?
I was mowing.
How did he fall into a fucking...
How would that feeling if you'd come back...
And the dog was dead.
And it was drowned, yeah.
Yeah, I wouldn't have felt
Would
great.
You have further mowed or would you stop?
No, I'd have obviously finished mowing.
Wow.
Wow.
Yeah,
wow.
Come on.
Would you watch
I'm a
the
man
fi-
my
Would
word.
You watch the final?
With a dead dog.
That's the most terrible... I've said a lot of terrible things on this part over the year. But for some reason, that's like the worst. I mean, it's
no,
even worse
actually,
than the...
Reduced.
He's actually suggesting, what, with a dead dog? Like, this is part of it. Oh, my God.
Wow, that dog should change owners, mate.
Yeah.
Maybe we'll get smarter.
So, the Ronaldo...
What a story.
Have you seen the picture of when the impact, the angle...
Yeah.
Had it? Oh, that doesn't...
Yeah, it was an injury, and he just couldn't shake it off.
No.
The moth... We all love that. But he sort of seemed to me... I liked him more when he came off. Like, there's a whole thing about him being, you know, a bit of an asshole, you know, ego and everything. But he was amazing
was
as
amazing.
A team player.
Amazing he was. I mean, I've never seen a captain who gets
I've seen
injured.
Nothing like that, ever.
The way he was standing like an assistant man, he was barking out things the entire... He was
it
more...
meant so much. I mean, it wasn't just sort of...
No, I mean, I've never seen a player be... I mean, you've seen top players win everything, and they win, and they cry, and they're happy. But this was something different. I've never seen... You
it
know...
was along the same lines as John Terry turning up in a kit, wasn't it? It was the same team commitment.
Yeah.
The thing is that when he got injured, started crying, I think everybody felt for him, because that was not, you know, some tears of, ah, oh, fuck, I could have won this.
Yeah, yeah.
It was just pure agony for him that this didn't work. And
it's dead dog tears. It's real.
Yeah,
and he really couldn't.
No,
know,
no,
I mean,
no.
He
went up for the...
Sit.
They got the header in the box, didn't he?
Yeah.
And he went up and kind of headed it back. It was a great layoff, actually. But he just couldn't continue.
No, I read some people saying in the comment field, oh, you know, if he was a real captain, he would have spurred on, blah, blah. And then somebody said, like, are you insane? I mean, to get off was the most unselfish thing he could have done. He could have stayed on for, like, 20 more minutes, half injured. Nobody would have taken it off just to be on the field. And they would have effectively playing with 10 men.
Yeah,
instead, he went off and they played with 12 men.
And he did come off a try, and he went back on, and it was, you know...
He did everything that you can expect you try to do. I mean, it didn't look like he could, but he still said, let's do it. And he probably knew that if something bad happens now, a month injury can be a half a year injury. But I think at the position he's won everything.
He's got to.
He just felt that, I don't care if my year ends now, I have to try. So
and
I think
apparently gave a speech at halftime as well.
Yeah, it's also said that he gave
and
an amazing
thing is,
speech.
On, if you read like comments and discussions on it, he'll get criticised by people who hate him regardless of what he does. But to me, that was what
I
would want from a
I think he's an absolutely
captain.
Brilliant footballer.
Yeah, brilliant.
I do.
And what a professional as well. I mean, I think him and Messi, whatever you say about the big stars... they are the greatest talents for sure, but they are also combined the greatest professionals when it comes to training, focusing, try to win. Winners, really. If you think he's got an attitude or something, well, maybe he has, but maybe that is exactly what's needed. Nobody complains of a Zlatan. when he does that. He wins all the time. Because they are winners. They want to win.
Yep.
And he doesn't accept anything else than a win.
Do you think...
And a lot of people criticize him how he is with the Portuguese teammates. Yeah. Well, you listen to the Portuguese teammates, what everybody said.
Nani's given the silver boot to him because he said he did more for the team. Pepe said they did it for him.
Yeah.
Ronaldo's speech was quite amazing as well. Yeah. He said that we do this for all of Portugal. We do it for the immigrants. We do it for everyone.
Yeah.
Mm. And also the winner, the goal scorer, Eder, from... Guinea.
He's an experiment.
Guinea pig. We rehearsed that one. And then... and still, I still think it's shit. And then I... he was adopted. And then he was in Portugal. It's quite an amazing, beautiful story that he's done it. So,
do you think for Ronaldo that it meant... a lot, because it's the one thing Messi hasn't achieved.
I understand what you're saying. I understand what you're saying, and definitely,
and that's a first.
Yeah,
I mean, I think there's like maybe a percentage of that is. Oh, by the way, that's a bonus.
Yeah.
But that is like after the game, he's sitting up in his room, it's like, I got one over Messi. I really don't believe that neither him or Messi are like that. They compete against each other. And themselves,
yeah.
Because that's the one that spurs them on. They've said that in interviews for years. Ronaldo said that as well. That without Messi, he wouldn't be that good.
Look, they're setting records and looking at it and go right, 50 goals. Doing that.
Yeah. He scored 3 goals last weekend. I'm gonna try to beat him.
Yeah.
I think they got a very good friendly,
healthy rivalry.
Yeah. I would definitely say. And even Ronaldo said when Messi lost Argentina, he said, I hated to see him in tears. Because I think they have the same kind of dilemma before Ronaldo won now, that they are probably one of the best footballers ever lived. Club football, most people say, best football ever lived. But because they haven't won a World Cup or Euro or something, it's eluded them. So people, when they discuss them, say they're the best club footballer through all time. And Pelé and Maradona are still above them. And Zidane are still above them when it comes to those things. Which I think is unfair, because...
They can't help that.
You can't change nationality and play for another team. Well, arguably, Messi has played in the great Argentina team for years. So I think he got one extra over here. Now it's not much discussion. I think this would help him to be crowned at least the top 3-4 best player through all time.
Yeah.
If not the top 2. You know, for me, it's still Messi and Ronaldo. I think they're both superior to Maradona and Pelé when it comes to career.
I think Messi, Maradona. I think Ronaldo still.
But the problem for me with Maradona is this: Maradona was my favorite player growing up as well. I think always.
Thought you said Genoa was Genoa.
Well, Tottenham in Tottenham.
Thought you said if he said he'd make love to you, you'd allow it.
Yeah, but Maradona was 10 years before Genoa, so when I was
so
a
it's
kid,
an age thing.
Yeah, of course.
Relationship-wise.
Yeah, well, I couldn't have sex with Gino when I was 7 because I didn't know he existed.
And you were 7.
Well, that doesn't matter, does
Let's
it?
Let's not go there.
Okay.
I can still have sex. Ask Andy Johnson. Andy
Johnson.
Again. Why do I call him Andy Johnson on the show? He just feels like an Andy.
We're going to get sued by Andy Johnson.
Yeah. I know. This is the last time I get fucking involved in...
Remember all that... Those losses.
What was your...
What was it about Maradona? Come on. He only played... He was great. World Cups. He didn't have 11 absolutely amazing seasons as Ronaldo and Messi already have.
At that level, yeah.
At that level. I mean, Ronaldo's played top level like 12 years. I mean...
I just think Maradona, for me, 86, I was 14... I've very rarely seen a player grab a tournament by the ball and win it for their team.
But amazing, absolutely. One tournament, if you look at the greatest patches of footballers ever lived, then definitely Maradona's 86 World Cup is there. Maybe when they won with Napoli one year, he was probably the best. I mean, so you can arguably say that, you know, over the courses of certain amount periods, he's been the greatest
ever.
His high points is probably the greatest ever, but I just feel you bang in 45 goals a season for it's 10
incredible.
Years when everybody else is banging in 20, then there is something, you know, there's something absolutely immaculate, spectacular with it. And when you see them play live, it's insane.
I mean, Ronaldo, when he gets the ball, I've never seen someone run with a ball so fast.
Mm.
And I do believe that it's much harder to grab a tournament and scruff in the neck today than it was before.
Yeah.
Because of the football change.
Let's talk about the tournament. Did you think the three winning, the top three going through? Did you think the actual tournament, the way they changed it around?
The 24
did you think
teams.
It worked? I'm going to be honest with you. I don't think it did.
No, I think it was
really nice to see Iceland and Albania and stuff like that. But I just found it was teams only needed like a win.
I agree with you this way. I agree with you completely. I do think it's really good that you saw more teams in the tournament.
Yeah.
I really like that, to have a couple of more teams in it to see what they can do when they get the chance. And there was a lot of teams that surprised you and did well. Wales, Iceland, the obvious choices, of course. But Northern Ireland and even Hungary put it in a good spirited fight. But the fact is that three go through the group stage is a bit problematic. What they should do if they want to have more
32.
Teams in the championship, then make it even bigger. Make it 32 teams.
Have it 32, and then but still you have.
But
to
then be... you have to push in 8 more teams. You know, so
Holland.
No, it's not that. it's not that. I mean,
no, he's suggesting teams that should be there.
Yeah, but that's the biggest problem. What you just did there was the main problem I have with the old formula. And that's it. That basically, it's impossible for teams to qualify if they don't make an absolute amazing... That something like Holland thing happens. Before this qualifying, it's so difficult to get in. It's the top team, yeah. Top two teams.
Yeah.
But in every group, there's six teams. Well, two of them are often really good. Then you feel the fourth team.
But
to qualify,
that...
it's just too hard.
Yeah.
It's just too hard to get into a major tournament if there were 16 teams. 24 teams is easy to get in, but then you have a trouble. Well, the 32 is the only way to really...
I'd be in favour of that.
Kind of.
Because I like seeing the...
What about 48 teams?
Yeah.
64. No, but the problem is...
Play it for over 6 months.
The problem with the 32 is the qualifying gets a bit weird then. Because then it's top three teams from every group that qualifies. But it will make the tournament better.
Yeah.
But then they have the practical problem. You're going to have 8 more teams in the country. Fans are going to come in more. It's going to be troublesome, but I do agree that would have been better. If they want to have more teams, that's the way to do it. This way was a bit problematic, yes. Because there was no pressure in the group stage.
And it shows what an absolute down thing is, like, you know, Sweden, England not qualifying. It's poor. England especially.
Poor. England did qualify.
No, but not qualify through off their group when you could have been top three.
Yeah, but England did.
Yeah,
we got out of the group.
Yeah, but I mean, it just shows having to play Iceland.
You're having a shocker.
No, yeah. I'm not having a shocker. No, but I like, it's still shit.
Yeah, but no, but them playing Iceland, no problem.
Oh, I mean, yeah.
Iceland won the group.
Yeah, England got through, but what a fucking disaster.
Of course, but that was their own, there was nothing to do with the tournament.
What's the highlight of the tournament then?
Best match or highlight?
Just highlight.
Iceland beating England.
For me, the how far Wales got and how they played, I really, really enjoyed watching them. I thought they were great.
I think I'm going to remember, because it was just a quarterfinal, Iceland won against England. I think that was,
yeah, was
absolutely massive.
Incredible.
And maybe Wales winning against Belgium.
That was the match, my favourite match.
Yeah, but outside in the studio there as well, which was a debut for me, so it was good.
All right, so it's more... Yeah.
It's more about me than Wales.
Yeah. And you don't mention...
So is this the start the of studio, your...
No, I haven't mentioned that I was there in the final.
No. How was it?
It was fun. It was really fun. I mean, it was basically a bit like... Not as free as we're sitting here, but it wasn't like a regular kind of... Because it was a web TV that you have us on a screen.
Yeah.
And then we follow a player cam on that screen. Half the stream is player cam, and then we're sitting in there, and there's a lot of tweets coming up, and you can ask questions and see us talk. But basically, you need to have a telly on as well.
Yeah, you don't get to see the match. Yeah, no.
So on our stream, you didn't see the match. You just saw a web player cam, but the game was on TV4 as well. So that's basically. And so it's a different way to do it. I think it suited me well because I didn't have to be that professional. You know, be that. Yes, and what do you think about talking a lot? They were so tired, the two, and there was supposed to be another guest. He couldn't come. So I was the only guest in the final with the two won the works there, and they were knackered. I mean, literally knackered. They sat there all asleep and couldn't talk. So I was just babbling on. But they were really...
We watched a bit where they interviewed someone in Portugal, I think. Someone was in Lisbon and they introduced a
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems, but getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit betterhelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
Hey, it's Ryan Reynolds, and I'm here with Keith, co-star of my upcoming film, If, only in theaters May 17th. Do you want to tell people the big news? All right, I'll do it. Sign up now and you'll get unlimited for $15 a month and 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan on us.
MintMobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 equivalent to $15 per month. Unlimited over 40 gigabytes per month. Face lower speeds. Videos at 480p. Active Mint customers by 531.24 get 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan. Auto renews after 6 months. Offer ends May 31st, 2024. Separate Paramount Plus registration required. Terms and conditions apply if rated PG.
Portuguese fan.
Yeah.
Or was he in France?
No, he was in Portugal.
Yeah.
He looks like
you were the
Luigi.
Only one. Did you have a weird earpiece?
No, the problem is that the earpiece, when we started it, it fucking didn't work the sound. So you had to like have the backside of it, but you couldn't put it in the ear, so I had to hold it. So every time there was an interview, I sat.
Yeah, it's like fucking watching 60s.
But that guy, I thought I had a great like similarity on it. That guy looked like you morphed Luigi and Mario into a person, because he literally looked like Luigi and Mario.
Well, my son watched it, and you came up on the screen, and he gave you the bird. He was like, fuck you, Adele. And
did he?
Was like trying to smash it. Yeah.
You sure he said fuck you, not fuck he?
Did he see me?
Yeah.
What did he say?
It's a deal. It's a deal. It's a deal.
Yeah, wouldn't surprise me if
that's
he did exactly like that.
A deal or no a deal?
No, that's what he did. Yeah, he's like, it's a deal, Mama. It's a deal. You're on the telly. You see, because we're watching it on TV for thing.
Oh, you want?
Yeah, because we don't have like a TV.
Ah, right.
We've only
got
the apps.
Yeah, right.
Okay, so we don't have TV.
Right.
Wow. Okay, seizure. Yeah, so he was... Oh, I love the way I have to do a nice moment.
And he ruins it.
So I didn't
ruin
it.
Would you do that sort of thing again? Did you
oh, hell yeah. Yeah, hell yeah, of course.
Is this an advert for him, or
yeah,
are we actually talking about
No, but to be honest, I did that job. I did that guest thing only to like, try to... What do you say, like a... Like a work sheet? Like I
yeah,
can do
on
that.
Your CV.
Yeah, like...
Yeah, like to kill a dog.
Yeah, to kill a dog. So, no, I would love to, and they were really happy about it, but I think, yeah, I think it's different. I don't think I can sit in the regular studio like that.
I think in the future, the way broadcasting is going, there's going to be more alternate commentary streams.
Yeah.
Because they can do that.
Oh, I just
Thank you, Steve Jobs.
I just hope right. that we can keep it, the thing Al fixed, that we went down and do gigs for the tournament. I mean, stuff like that. If you can go, when it's a tournament, just for a week and go maybe reporting... Some of the players or Sweden cap. I mean, that's great. I mean, it's just football. I don't care what it is. Just as long as it's football, it's amazing. That's what you want to do. Instead of looking at the clips, I wouldn't mind standing outside of Manchester for 3 hours waiting for Zlatan to come and have an interview with them. It's still football. It's you know, it's just great.
No, but when you see how boring the ones they have in the studio are.
Well, it's the format. We have to pick your format.
In there.
But you pick your format, right?
Yeah, I mean, they're always the same. I just thought he was excellent.
Did you watch it?
Yeah, I had it on my phone. So I sat on the sofa.
As you believe it did.
So you were watching it on your phone, a dog was drowning.
I was listening to the Portuguese.
And then you're listening to the Portuguese.
Yeah.
Multitasking. That's probably why you get seizures. You have too much stuff you're doing at
Absolutely.
The same time.
Absolutely. Like my brain cannot cope with that.
But yeah, a good tournament. I think it's a really nice story for Ronaldo. I don't think the tournament peaked for me. The quality wasn't there. There's not one game.
I don't think it was a good tournament. I always like watching the tournaments, but I don't mean that was it.
I don't think it was great.
It's not, no one's going to remember.
No, there was no, like, you know, it's even like the argument here, like Pepe should have been the 2016 best player over Griezmann. I mean, normally with a tournament, you've got it's that guy. You know, that guy was the player of the tournament. And I don't think you sort of had that. But I was a bit sad that France didn't win. I think France have had a shit couple of years, you know, everything off the field. But I'm happy for Ronaldo. There was quite a nice thing where Ronaldo saw Ferguson.
I think,
you know,
I don't want to be very controversial here now, but you know, this all, I mean, all the European countries have had, they've had some terrorist attack and stuff like that, but they have also had the most aggressive and, you know, frankly speaking, you know, go into people's rights movement quite aggressively in their own country.
Yeah, but
everybody who's not a white French guy. So, of course, they've had a lot of troubles, but we always seem to forget that that's like if we had a lot of attacks in Turkey, which is absolutely horrible, right? But the internal politics have led a bit to the people get fucking... I mean, Turkey is complaining that ISIS is coming in there, which is so fucking wrong by doing that. But Turkey has had Kurdish population under the boot with no legal rights.
For years.
I mean, they treated them like animals. And in France, they just go in one day, have a really extremist right-wing party and say that if you... You can be Muslim, but if you show it, you're going to be fucking fined, you're going to get jail, you're not going to get work, you're going to get off the street. I mean, it's quite aggressively they have treated a lot of people there. So I think it's really sad what has happened there with the terrorist attacks and all around the place. But I don't think that it's like sad they didn't win because of that. I mean,
no, I didn't say that. I said they've had a tough year.
They've had a tough year.
You know, and I just thought it would have like... help the people. I think those people went to a music concert. Also, people went to a football game.
I think they're a happy tournament for them, though. They came to the final. They were happy after the semi-finals.
Yeah, but I think I would like to have seen them win because of that.
But I kind of like that Portugal never won it before. I like that.
But that's why you've got opinions. And, you know, I didn't know you supported ISIS so hard.
Wow!
But that's, you know, that, I mean, that's okay.
You can't
say
that. Now I'm going to be tagged by, like, FBI.
Well, you've got Adam Johnson, Andy Johnson, and ISIS. That's
Adam
fine.
Adam Johnson, that's his name. Adam
yes,
Johnson.
Thank you.
And we'd like to apologise again to Andy Johnson.
So Huddersfield have made another signing. We've got Danny Ward.
How happy are you about that?
I think it's good. I think we've now... It's quite amazing because he's come in, he's gone, I'm gonna look at the back, we're going to look defensively. He's bought, I think we've got three centre-backs, a left-back. We've got Stankovic from Dortmund, which he's worked with before. He's Slovakian.
How old is he?
20.
All right.
We've got Heffler from Dresden.
He's bought, though.
It's like a German revolution.
No,
yeah.
It is. It's the German.
How many Germans have you signed?
We've got six Germans.
Brilliant. Six Germans or six people from the German league?
No, we've
They're all Germans?
We've got six Germans. Yeah, we've got...
the Slovakian guy, of course. But...
Slovakian. And we've got a Croatian... What he's done...
But they're from the German league. Yeah.
Oh, no, he got the Croatian from the Russian league. But we've got this guy, Kachunga, who was amazing, and he got signed by Offenheim, had a poor season. He's bought him. So, I don't know. Things are looking all right,
it's
man.
It's really fun. That's what I like. That's what it must be so, so nice, supporting, like, a championship team or a League 2 team or League 1 team. It's just that magical feeling, you know? Like, in the 90s, when we were younger... We didn't know that much. We didn't see all the leagues and stuff. And all of a sudden they say, oh, they bought this player from the German league or whatever. Yeah. And you don't know, but you feel so excited, you know. Like, he could be the next Messi or Maradona.
But and he doesn't even have to be.
No, he could be absolutely shit. But you don't get that anymore.
No, but he only has to be sort of... They only have to be quite good.
But then I
really...
think Town... We're being called like dark horses for promotion, and it's like, and I am downplaying. I'm downplaying. I'm like, holy fuck!
That's a big leap.
Yeah, but we've bought really well. We've really strengthened, you know. So, but again, it's like what you said. You know, you watch them on YouTube; they look like absolute ballers. Yeah. You know, you're like, fuck this guy, and then you see them, and they're shit. You know. So we'll see. But he's a great keeper, apparently. So good times.
I mean, what's that winger who played for Everton who came from Rangers? Aiden McGeady.
Yeah,
I remember he was linked to Premier League a lot, and then they had the highlight reel of him. He looked like that's the new Messi. He was even called like Scotland's Messi or something. And then he was absolutely shit.
I think, actually, he went to Sheffield Wednesday. He's got a real bad attitude, apparently, that McGeady.
Oh, maybe.
Like a real arsehole kind of...
All right.
He's been a
Without the game to back it up.
No, he sort of has the game, but he just... he's training-wise, but he just hasn't...
He's a bit of a Ravel Morrison.
Yeah, kind of loads of talent, but just, you know...
Complete arsehole.
That's a weird... player the Ravel Morrison. Everybody rates him so high. Never really seen him being so amazing. Like a game or two.
I know, what's his name? Niall Ranger.
Yeah, he's now at Southend. He's got one more chance.
Southend now. Yeah. Wow, that went quick.
To Tarabat. Tarabat.
Tarabat had a like 2-3 years decent. When he was in Championship for QPR, he was amazing.
QPR was good. Yeah.
Just been turned down by a Bundesliga 2 team.
Ooh. Yeah, because we took him to Spurs. He had his debut against Chelsea. I remember that game. He had a great run, led to a free kick, and we scored. And you thought, like, oh, he bags of talent. Never had a footballing brain, though. I mean, he bags of talent, but didn't understand how to play. Sold him off to QPR, and the Championship, he had a great season where he can do that stuff.
Yeah.
Came to Premier League, flopped again, was linked to Paris Saint-Germain. And that kind of, he didn't play well after that. And then Redknapp fucked him off.
But he went to Milan.
Yeah, then he went to Milan, flopped there as well.
Yeah, he's and then he went to France. He's had like 4 or 5 teams since then, and it just hasn't happened for him.
He made a bad version of Ali Lassana Diarra, who went to it was funny career. He went to Chelsea. He went to Arsenal.
Portsmouth.
Then Real Madrid. It was just he came to Chelsea at a young age, or was Arsenal first? No, Chelsea first. Young age, didn't get to play, but he was like 19. Was annoyed, so he switched club to Arsenal instead. Didn't play there either. Got fucked off and got. Yeah, he had no patience. He had no patience. He ended up playing for Real Madrid though for a while. So you know, but it went well for him. But Tarabt, no.
Yeah.
There's so many players who've seen like that though.
Liverpool had a good win, smashed Tranmere 1-0. Danny Ings, he's back. It's kind of weird when you get an injury.
He hit the post as well
with his leg. But you get an injury and then you get that player to come back and you're like, God, it's just like it. I mean, because he didn't get a chance
at
all.
Ings in particular, because he looked really bright and it really was.
And he really looked like one of those players that Klopp would play.
Yeah.
You know, he was playing.
So I hope he can stay injury free and get a good run.
And I think
he's great.
He's
I
a
really
good fit
like
for
him.
Klopp as well, I think. He runs a lot, pressures a lot.
Yeah.
I mean, but Benteke, still there.
Still there, yeah. And his agent said he's not close to going. I don't know.
As is Balotelli. But I think if they're going to try to recoup 32.5 million, then the deludedness has reached a new level.
I think Balotelli will go to Spain, but he'll go.
I think we'll get close to 32.5.
Yeah, get close to it and see how hard Bolly can play.
When did you guys get involved in player negotiations? I mean,
they always ask us.
Well, since I talked to Hugo, I thought I'll take over his agent role.
It's just hype. It's just you fuckers buy into it. You know
which one?
Both of you.
The Benteke.
No, both of you. You read the papers. You read the websites. Get off them and make decisions for yourselves, you pricks.
Well, call them up. how the hell am I going to do that? I can't just call Mina Raiola and say, hey, oi, Pogba, what's going on?
Who's speaking to who then?
Mino, you're talking to me.
Mino, mate.
Who are you? It's the fucking leader, mate. It's the
so now I think it starts...
Adil Fakir off TV4's web
start
broadcast.
Former ISIS leader. And paedophile accuser.
Well, that is a decent job, though. A paedophile accuser. That's fine.
Yeah. You can cope with that.
Either you find people like... I think you have.
Do you remember that one in Portsmouth where they smashed the windows and it was a paediatrician?
Yeah.
Yeah. He was like a local paediatrician and they went around vigilantes and smashed it up. Yeah.
Because he thought paediatrician was a paedophile.
No, mate.
And this is the same country that voted Brexit.
Yeah.
I understand. All the pieces are getting... there.
So now it's friendlies, kind of friendlies.
Yeah.
I'm not a massive fan of these kind of friendlies.
Apart from
Liverpool play Hoods for the Shankly Trophy. What are Tottenham doing? Are you going anywhere?
We played a game the other day, Nottingham Forest 3-3-0 on Yama. Had a debut there. I mean, debut. So. But we have very few friendlies, amazingly. We have like 3 friendlies the whole season. which is
but do you play like Champions Cup and stuff like
yeah,
that?
Yeah, we play one a week before.
We've got something because I looked on our fixture. I don't really pay much attention to that.
Yeah,
but we're playing Chelsea or something in some sort of cup.
Yeah, there's a tournament in Wembley as well. Oh. I think they play Barcelona or something. All these big teams are kind of it's just more money. Isn't
Barcelona
it?
Are playing Leicester in Sweden.
Yeah,
that's a weird one.
Why is that? They're champions.
Yeah, I know, but why play in
but
Sweden?
But they're friends.
They're friends.
At the arena.
Yeah.
So that makes complete sense.
Okay.
So that's the end of this fucking podcast.
This is at everything, to be honest.
I'm doing a gig in Nacka.
Today?
Nacka?
No, Wednesday. Blue Bloom.
Do quite a lot of gigs in the summer.
There's, yeah.
It's not many who does, but you have quite a lot of work already.
Just funny, aren't I?
And you're moving to Manchester?
Moving to Manchester, yeah, maybe in next February.
Can't do it, right? Can't do it.
Did you believe me?
Yeah.
Oh, I thought you did.
So okay. We talked yesterday, and Al just sent me a text, and I read it quite late, and I just read it like, I think James thinks I'm going to move to Manchester. I was like, what is this? You know, from nowhere I got that text. He was like, look the feed. So I looked back.
I might be dreaming, but check the Facebook
you
messages.
You did say I am moving to Manchester.
Yeah, and you were like, yeah, what area?
If he told me that, I would fucking never buy
it. Why would I go there?
We just had this discussion for years.
But why? I've always said we've got such a better life here. Why?
Because Manchester's nice.
That's the reason. That's the reason.
So uproot
the whole family. Take like 2 years off his career in Sweden to go and do his career.
I couldn't believe that you believed me.
Well,
I always think of the best of people.
What was that?
What the hell is going on?
Someone with a bike throwing it through the window again.
No, but I just, when he said, I think I might be dreaming, I was like, nah, he must have misunderstood, and you must be. Then I read it, I was like, nah. But you did quite well, though.
Also, another seizure. One of
it's
the Durrani brothers. Durrani brothers said, come on, Spain.
Because he had.
Had him in the sweepstake. But it was a France Portugal final, the fucking idiot.
He knew that.
So,
that was a joke, though.
You can't insult. Oh, yeah, talking of.
But how could that be a joke? That's like supporting ISIS. That's not funny, mate. That's not funny. You said you
they're
support
pronounced
ISIS.
Iceland.
Congratulations. Yeah, France with that, doing that. Yeah,
all that.
See?
I got fed up with that.
You see, that
was. Apparently, that was why there was no moths when Iceland played.
They actually did that. I can't believe nobody has done a lot of like wines and shit like that. That they just having moths that they because they did it on the web, it was looking shit. I thought somebody's gonna fucking do it as well. Nobody.
No.
You should do that. You should do a little
but it's like 5 days ago now, so
you could do a tour on that.
Yeah.
Congratulations to Peter Barham.
Who?
Peter Barham. Barham. I don't know how to pronounce that. Barham. Barham.
Barham. Why is it Barham?
Why is it Barham?
Barham. Anyway, Peter Barham.
That's like.
But he's an English
name. Sweepstake.
It's not like a Czech name. So I'm not really good at, you know, the Czech name. So I'm really sorry.
I don't know anyone.
Barham.
Sorry, Peter.
Make Kai.
He won 700 crowns.
Is that the noise your penis makes when it ejaculates?
700 crowns. Barham.
Why did you say Barham?
Barham.
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 All right.
It's like
a new celebrity.
It's like Warren Barton. You don't say Barton.
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 So he won 700. Nicholas won 300.
Yep. And then there was two.
Sommer won 100.
And Alexander Lines won 100.
And you've swished them. They're all
gone.
Back.
Transactions done.
Did you get a message back saying, hey, thanks?
Yeah, I don't think you can send messages on Swish.
Have you tried?
You can't.
You can send it when you do a payment. They'd have to send me some money in order to send me a message, which would be complicated because I'd
one
have to keep sending
me
back.
They have your number they sent from. They could have sent that.
They could
number.
Have sent me. They could have done.
Did they?
They didn't.
Did
no.
they?
No.
Well,
Peter
Barham. You need to get some manners going here and we'll learn your name.
So we'll be back next week then. Hopefully there's some more transfers to kind of big rumours that he's going to get rid of Schweinsteiger and Mata. But now it's when the rumours start.
I think he's going to get rid of a lot of players at United.
And that's what's funny with Sissoko. social media kind of went a bit crazy and said he's playing really well in the final. I thought he was man of the match in the final, Sissoko. I thought he had a fantastic game. And he said, because he's paranoid, his next game is home to Huddersfield Town. So that was quite a, you know. I think he might have bought himself a bigger kind of...
Yeah, I think that I'll be extremely surprised.
Extremely?
Yeah, I mean, if they keep on saying that he's going to worth 35 million, then yeah, he won't get sold. Because a team that will pay 35 million for Moussa Sissoko have only seen him during the
What's
Euro
his
pitch.
Name?
Moussa Sissoko.
Yeah.
Have only
Bahum.
Seen Bahum, have only seen him in the European Championship. We've seen him the entire season at Newcastle, and I must say that he's an underwhelming player when it comes to focusing. He can have 3-4 good games and then be off for a month. Literally for a month, you'll see him play. I mean, and then all of a sudden, he's a very up and down player. 35 million? No way, no way. I would say that he's something in the mold of like a Townsend in that sense, in form-wise, that he could have a couple of great games. And I would say that arguably Townsend even have a higher kind of peak, that if he has a great game...
But then if Jordan Ibe's worth 15 million...
Yeah, well, Jordan Ibe is worth 15 million because he's counted potential. As an Englishman when you have a squad registration. That's why English players are more expensive, because out of 25, 6 are going to be English.
Yeah.
And most big teams... don't have 6 good Englishmen for the squad. So if you're thinking this guy could play in the first team, then automatically his value goes up like 50% for being English. But Sissoko is not English, and he's not brought up in England when it comes to UEFA coefficient. So that's 35 million. That's what it is. And 35 million for him is absolutely insane. Absolutely stupid.
Is it insane, is it?
Stupendous money.
I don't think he agrees with that price tag.
How much do you reckon? 12, 13?
No, but if I think they can probably draw 20 out of him.
Yeah,
they can probably do that because he had a good European... And he's a good player. I mean, before they got relegated, that's probably what they would have wanted for him anyways. 15, maybe. But 35 is ridiculous. They got relegated for crying out loud. He's playing in a championship.
Yeah, what's wrong with the championship?
No, but he played for a team who got relegated from the Premier League. He was not the outstanding player at all that season for them. And now all of a sudden he's worth 35 million because of 4 games. It's you can't buy a player after a championship.
We did that with what's his name?
What do you mean?
Senegal.
Diouf.
El Hadji Diouf.
Yeah.
We were so excited getting him. He was supposed to be
him and the Senegal Senegal Vieira, Salif Dia.
Yeah.
Who Hulia called he's Patrick Vieira.
The sheriff.
Yeah, the Patrick Vieira. He had a good tournament as well.
Yeah.
Well, they riddled by those players through history. I mean, last 20 years, a player has a good tournament, goes to a club, nothing happens.
Yeah.
Quite often. But Sissoko has at least played for a big team for a long time, so people should know all this.
Well, lads, that's it.
Yeah.
This will be my last pod before we go to Manchester. We'll be back with one next week. Are you having a vacation? You've been off?
No, I'm off from Friday.
Where are you going?
I'm going over to the West Coast at the end of July. But other than that, just be at home.
So then maybe we should go and watch Al's new office.
Yes.
Okay, they don't need to
watch
know that.
It.
And we can record there and we can say the address and people can come there to talk to you. You love that, right?
yeah.
How annoying would that be? Somebody knocks on your office door. It's like, hi, man. We heard the pod. We said we could come and chat to you.
No one would.
Okay, if we give the address there, do you think they'll come?
Not one person.
Okay, do you want to?
No, I'm not going to give the
address. You have to say you think somebody might come.
Yeah, but it's fucking... If they do, it's extra weird.
Yeah.
Okay.
Old Svenskan started back up again.
Yeah.
Hammarby got beat by Hakan.
Aiko drew away to Kalmar.
Yeah.
AOK against Malmo this Sunday. I'll be going to that.
Okay, oh, Match report.
Yep, I will do.
All right.
Yeah.
Listen to see
don't you
who's
support
the
Hammarby?
Loudest.
Probably won't be able
but
to hear.
But you support Hammarby or Aiko? I forget.
Aiko. Well, I don't really.
He's got both teams. He's got two teams in the Swedish league.
Yeah.
He's support Shrewsbury, foreign team.
At least I go to the match.
You what match? Of
the match.
I don't support any Swedish team.
No, well, you can still go.
Why?
I don't.
I don't have any that strong.
It's like me saying, why don't you go to the handball qualifying game in the summer? Sweden are playing like
Azerbaijan. But this isn't Swedish handball mafia, is it? It this was is a football pod. You should be
Swedish terrorist mafia before.
Terrorist. There comes a dog. Huddersfield. I told you, he's a Spaniard, not a terrier.
A terrorist is somebody who wants to kill John Terry.
No, he wants to kill my dog. But it's a Huddersfield. Doesn't realise it's a Spaniard.
Terrorist.
What was the name of your dog again?
Milo.
Milo. Nazi dog.
Yeah.
All right.
Thank you so much.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house, with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. WarbyParker.com/covered.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. Start getting your best night's sleep in these sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. Try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee. Plus, get 15% off your first order at bollandbranch.com. Code BUTTERY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.